This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. A few weeks ago, around midnight, I looked out my window at home and saw a light bobbing down by the road. It wasn't a UFO, but it turned out to be a neighbor pulling poison parsnip by headlamp light under cover of darkness. Jamie Schulte has become something of a poison parsnip warrior over the last couple of years. And in mid-July, he posted a note on the Moncton, Vermont community Facebook page that started this way. Friends, Monctonites, country peoples, lend me your eyes. Once more, the enemy stands ubiquitous upon our lands. Schulte invited people to take up arms, shovels, against the invader and attack. And attack they did. Several community members met up one evening in mid-July to see if they could make progress against the thousands of poison parsnip plants at the local town park. I met them as they were just wrapping up their work.
Hi, I'm Jamie Schulte. Moved to Moncton 4 years ago and, you know, started learning about 35 acres that we have and all of the invasive species and trees and just all the things I didn't know before. So my challenge was, you know, what can you do? Emerald ash borer, for example. I'm going to lose my ash trees in the next few years, and that's just probably the fact of it. But parsnip, I can do that. I can, take a shovel out there. I can pull apart the plants, and in a few years, you know, the field is clear again and looks like it did 50 years ago.
You know, so some people think, oh, man, I hate that plant. But fewer people say, I'm going to pull 9,000 of them over the next couple of years. I mean, that's kind of a Herculean task.
You know, I would go out. I probably went out about 8 or 10 nights that first summer and took several hundred plants per night. And it's approximately added up to that over a few years. But the progress is real. I mean, 5,000 plants the first summer, 2,500 the second summer, 1,500 last summer. And I think I still have some work to do, but it looks like it'll be several hundred this year. So a couple more years and it should be mostly gone.
So what made you be a crusader? I mean, you're on the town Facebook page and you're borrowing from, you know, the great orators and authors to try to get people out to do this work.
Get some humor into it, yeah. Well, you know, this time of year, news outlets will run an article about parsnip, and it's pretty clear from the comments that the degree of information that's out there is not adequate. A lot of misconceptions about parsnip and its nature and how to work with it. So I think for me, it's partly education, and having proven to myself that I can make a difference on my own property and nearby, trying to encourage other people to do the same. And then collectively you can get somewhere, which is great.
Yeah. But are you Don Quixote? I mean, are you tilting at windmills? You're never going to be able to like beat the poison parsnip. It's everywhere.
True. But if we all tackle it in small amounts, right? I mean, yeah, if you look at the state, there's millions of them, of course, but if I can tackle a little bit of roadside and my property and the neighbor does the same thing, you can definitely make a difference in your neighborhood. It's satisfying because you can count the progress and see it.
So we're out here in town and there's a bunch of people pulling parsnip. What's actually happening tonight?
Yeah, so we have 6 or 8 people here tonight that we organized on Facebook over the last couple of days. And the idea here was to, before it's too late, to pull plants and prevent those seeds from developing on the parsnip and make a difference for the common areas in the town. So Morris Park here, a lot of people use it for sports. There's volleyball tonight. The next project will be over by the school where the kids will be playing in the fall. So trying to make some progress here.
My name is Ian Schulte. I've lived in Moncton about 12 years now. And I'm just kind of concerned about the town is all.
So, Ian, what's happening here, and why are a bunch of you out with shovels in the middle of Moncton after dark? Seems pretty skeevy.
It might seem that way to see a group of people just kind of wandering around with shovels, but it's really kind of a menace that's really taken over the roadsides and things like that, and it's important for me to get rid of them, not only because I walk my dogs on the roadsides and whatnot, and I don't want to accidentally trip over the stuff and get it on me, but my wife actually got burnt by it a few years back, and we ended up in the emergency room because of it. So wanted to, you know, kind of cut down the amount of poison parsnip that's in the town.
I'm Kelly Schulte. I'm Ian's wife.
So you are the victim of the poison parsnip.
I am the victim. So I'm out here on the war on parsnip.
What happened to you?
I just got it on my legs. I didn't realize that I'd gotten the oil on my legs and didn't shower right away. And next time I was out in the light, it just burned, so I ended up with cellulitis pretty bad. So.
And do you still have scars from it? I understand it can actually scar people permanently.
Yeah, I still have scars.
I think people who have never actually felt it probably think, oh, come on, it's not that big a deal. I've had poison ivy, but it's dangerous. It's scary.
Yeah, it was excruciating. I mean, I couldn't walk. My legs were completely swollen, and it just felt like my legs were on fire. So, and I had the blisters and everything. So I don't recommend it. Not a good time.
But tonight you're doing it and in a careful way, gloves
yes.
and long pants.
Yep.
And now it's after dark, so you're going to go home and shower.
Yes. Yes. Shower, wash all my clothes. Yep. Take care.
And get out of these bugs. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Really bad.
Yeah. Jamie said, oh, the bugs aren't that bad. Yeah. Total Ooh. Liar. Total yeah. liar.
Well, they weren't bad until... Like, just like the last 20 minutes or so.
Well, until I show up, I am a magnet.
You. You're the bait.
There's
yeah.
quite a cloud of them. There.
So, John, tell me who you are.
John McNerney. Jamie's sort of inspired me. I don't know if I started talking to you about it, but then he went leaps and bounds beyond me. He's the one who discovered the parsnip predator shovels, and I think I probably pulled about a tenth as many plants as he has. But
that would get you close to 1,000, though, by the sounds of it.
Yeah. Yeah, and not much on my own property. I've been patrolling the road. They're sort of marching down the road as it gets mowed. And so I do the corner of my property nearest that and then maybe 1,000 feet back up the road just to keep them at bay. It's nice to have a group in the community interested in working on it because it gets boring doing it by yourself, and I wouldn't tackle something as much as this by myself. So,
how many do you think you guys pulled tonight?
Maybe 1,500 together as a group.
That's a lot of plants. Yeah. Where are they now? Where did you actually put them?
They're just on the ground where we pulled them. If you get them early enough before the seeds are viable, if you just chop it off below the ground, they won't spread. They don't resprout from the cut plant or anything. So a few of these were probably a week late, maybe. Mm. It'd be nice to have gotten out here earlier, but nobody wants to do this when it's 95 degrees out. So
you picked a good night.
Yeah, it's cooled off a bit tonight. So.
And who are you?
I'm Roberta Pena.
And what are you doing here tonight?
I'm just here helping the community. I have kids that play in this area, so I just wanted to make sure that they're safe and don't have to worry about it when the soccer ball gets kicked out in the middle of the field. Kids can just go run and get it.
Is this your first time pulling poison parsnip?
Yes, I actually came in contact with it last year, not knowing, because this is our second summer here. So once I learned what it was, we're more than happy to come out and help.
So why don't you show me how you pull plants and what we need to know, because poison parsnip can be dangerous.
Sure. So you want to be long sleeves, long pants, gloves, and preferably after dark. I use a headlamp. I do almost all of my work twilight or after for that reason, because it's the combination of sap from a broken plant and UV light that makes all the difference. So if you can keep the sunlight, the UV light out of the picture, and then you clean up well, soap and water, shower and all that afterwards, put the clothes in the regular laundry, and you should be just fine. At least that's been my experience so far. The nighttime is the way to go. All right, so if you have a smaller parsnip, maybe the size of your pinky, you can typically just grab the stalk and pull it straight up, being careful not to twist or break the plant, especially if it's rained in the last couple of days, because you'll have a softer ground to pull from. It's basically in the carrot family, so the parsnip root is not unlike a carrot, and it's pretty easy to pull.
And it kind of smells like a parsnip or a carrot, too, when you pull it out. It
actually smells great. Yeah, you pull a lot of those out, it's kind of a nice smell, for sure. So if I were to work on a larger stalk, so at the end of July, you're going to have 7-foot-tall plants, bigger than your thumb. You take the shovel, and you position it a couple of inches back from the stalk, and kind of maybe a 45-degree angle, let's say. Give the shovel a good kick, and what it will do is it'll sever the carrot-like parsnip very easily underground. Pull the shovel right back out. You don't have to pry or dig usually if you had a good kick there right through that root. And then I typically am holding the plant with my other hand, and it just lifts right out of the ground. So if you get that early enough prior to, say, the first or maybe the second week of July, you can just drop the plant right on the ground because it has no seeds.
How do you make sure to protect yourself? How should people protect themselves if they're out digging?
It's not as dangerous as, say, poison ivy. The oil is not persistent. It's a water-soluble liquid inside the plant. That's the thing you want to keep off of you, maybe on your glove at the most. Long sleeves, long pants, hat. Keep it off your skin, essentially. And then at the end of all that, run the clothes through the laundry and scrub really well.
And so, you go out at night, so because it reacts to sunlight, so you actually do this under cover of dusk, at least, if not darkness.
Absolutely, yep. And the temperatures are much more comfortable in the summer for wearing long clothing.
And what is this special shovel?
Yeah, so this is a shovel I found online called the Parsnip Predator from Prairie Enthusiast, John?
Prairie Enthusiast buys a green thumb shovel.
That's right, and modifies.
It's just a short, what is this, like a 3.5-foot shovel.
Yep.
With the D handle on the end. They take the handle and rotate it 90 degrees, which gives you a lot more ergonomic grip for this kind of work. And then they just cut a piece of the shovel out, so they narrow it down so that you don't have to drive that broad blade into the ground. And then there's a little inverted V notch that helps, you know, if you got a pointed shovel, you hit one of those big thumb-sized ones, sometimes your shovel will just glance off the side. That inverted V makes it center right on the stalk and slice it off.
It's kind of looks like an arrowhead, but then with an inverted V at the tip.
Yeah.
Can you tell me the name of this gathering tonight? This was a Facebook group that you made.
It was the first annual
Moncton Community War on Parsnips.
That's right.
So.
Well, thanks for letting me show up right at the end so I didn't actually have to pull any parsnips. So I really appreciate the timing, guys. This was perfect.
Oh, you're welcome. This is great.
Now, if you're planning to attack your poison parsnip, keep in mind that the season has passed for this year for pulling it up because most parsnip has already gone to seed. But we will put up tips on our webpage in case you're interested for next year, and definitely make sure you're taking proper precautions. Poison parsnip burns are no joke, so wear long clothing, wash off after working with the plant, and make sure you're not exposed to sunlight when any plant sap is on your skin. Thanks again to the folks in Moncton for letting me tag along.